Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day, and tonight is Survivor. It's very exciting. Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and this is a quick reminder to vote on the RadioAlice.com website. The Alice Nerd Network has put up a poll.
Hold on now. You don't need to call names.
What names?
The Alice News Network.
They're my favorite nerd network. The Alice Nerd Network.
Of the network.
Mm. Yeah, no, but then the nerds jumped on, and so now it's the Alice Nerd. Our digital department. They're like, oh, we want to be, hey, we get to be in a club.
It's not that funny.
It's not that funny. You're being mean.
I like it. Anyway, they came up with all the fun side dish. Will you please stop? They came up. You're making me laugh, Anderson. So they came up with all the side dishes, all the different things that people serve at Thanksgiving, and they want you to vote on your favorites so that we can have some kind of a listing.
The first,
you can vote through Tuesday, the 20th of November. What is it?
First time Bryn used to play that soundbite. There were so many callers going, "That's offensive."
What was offensive?
Anderson doesn't sound like that. I'm like, that's him.
Yeah, that's Anderson
Everybody,
Cooper.
That's Anderson Cooper.
It's on YouTube. You can find it.
Yeah.
And by the way, if I might, he's not snickering at some high-end hoity-toity. He's snickering about poop jokes.
Yeah.
It's not high-end political humor. It's Gerard Depardieu doing. Yeah.
I thought
Wasn't that the joke?
He peed himself on an airplane or something.
Yeah.
I thought he pooped himself. Whatever.
Did he poop himself?
It's bathroom humor from Anderson Cooper,
That's
everyone.
What Anderson Cooper sounds like when he feels a little bit guilty about laughing about
That's
something.
That's your boy.
When he's you know, in control, and he goes, but when it's a funny joke about pee or poo, he goes,
right.
Gerard Depardieu.
Dude, crap is
I think it was a poop joke. Anyway,
go and vote on the RadioAlice.com website for your favorite item to chow down on at Thanksgiving. We have a whole thing from the Alice Nerd Network.
They're the best. Boy.
Just let it pass. Let's not fight with her this morning.
You can fight with me, but I'll just have Anderson will just laugh at you.
You'll just keep going. I know. You'll just make it worse.
I can't.
My guys are trying to help out. And what do?
Oh, they're the best. I renamed the network after them.
Hey, I need to whisper something.
I mean, there's more nerds on there than news guys.
That's not true.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Man, you are cracking yourself.
Yeah, I'm glad you're having a great time.
Minions, you better not be laughing at that. Make her earn it.
The minions like it.
Make her earn it.
Right in. 800-400-3697.
Stan isn't going to bother with your nonsense.
Oh, he's a little nerd, too. Come on.
Whoa, oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Stan is the most awesome news nerd I've ever met.
Yeah, stop.
I love Stan.
He's
right.
Great.
We all do.
I'm not saying nerd like it's a bad thing.
No, I think that would probably be a compliment.
Come on, Anderson.
My kids are both super nerds, and they're not in the network.
He's brilliant.
Nerds are the cool kids now.
They really are.
You know, all the tech billionaires, they used to be nerds. Yeah. I mean, they probably still are nerds, but.
Sure.
They're the ones peeking now, right?
Right.
Right. Don't peek in high school, kids. You want to peek after high school, believe me. High school's the end of the beginning.
It is the end of the beginning.
Mm. It's okay to be cool in high school too, though. You don't have to.
Mm. Yeah, but then you've peaked, and that's that.
Maybe you didn't peak.
You'll be Al Bundy.
I had plenty of friends in high school. I didn't peak in high school, though.
Yeah, but were
it's not
you
about
like...
how many friends you have. It's about defining yourself by what you did in high school.
Yeah,
how amazing you were in high school, and then you can never quite recapture that the rest of your life.
Oh, there it is. Well, there it is.
I know you had a bad high school experience.
I did. I had a terrible.
We know that you say that all the time.
Experience
for that reason.
And I really did think that life was over, and turns out it hadn't even begun yet. Mm. So listen, nerds out there,
looks like you made it.
You might make it into the Alice Nerd Network someday. You know.
Uh-oh.
If you're lucky, only the very best nerds are allowed. Okay, Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
Oh, come on! Let her move on!
Yeah, I keep trying.
Isn't there a contest right now?
What is that on there?
Oh, yeah.
Our Google Dolls
just
contest.
Just do it.
That's
just
right. I forgot about the contest.
All right.
800-400-3697, caller number 9.
Brian, I was like,
too busy slandering good, hardworking Americans.
The nerds.
Tickets to Goo Goo Dolls.
Okay. It's Train and the Goo Goo Dolls, June 15th at the Shoreline Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale this Friday, November 16th at LiveNation.com. Jane will also have a pair today at 4:05, so be listening to her for another chance to win. Right now, caller number 9, 800-400-3697, and lucky you, you get to talk to Hooman. Hooman, do you have relationships with our listeners that win? You
just, well, there's a few prize pigs I can pick up right away, but outside of those, I don't know the rest of them.
Do you like their prizes? Come on over to the prize trough, kids.
There was a woman who won yesterday, and she had like 17 letters in her last name. I was like, oof.
Too much work for you?
Well, no, we had to go back and forth because you don't want to misspell it, right?
No.
Especially if it's tickets, you know, a will call, right?
What better off? They're like, nope, sorry,
I'm
not
like,
your
where's
name.
That from? She goes, Thailand. I'm like,
oh.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Is he like zebra?
Yeah.
Be like Bravo? Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones. Can I do this now?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So we heard yesterday, the day before, that we don't have an exact date yet, but it's April of 2019.
Oh, you mean the final episodes begin.
The final season
this
begins.
This coming April.
Right.
Got it.
There will be 6 episodes, although the producers originally suggested making 3 two-hour movies instead.
TV movies?
They don't say specifically. Like, it was possible that we were going to have to go to the movie theaters for 3 different, and probably a year apart, too.
I wouldn't do that. I would totally boycott that. Me too.
You do not drag me into your series, mm-hmm. and then right here at the end, as I've sat through all your filler episodes and all your nonsense, and listened to your Winter's Coming for how many years now, mm-hmm. and now you're gonna drag me into a movie theater and double charge me?
Mm. You better go.
I don't think so.
I'm out.
Well, I mean, HBO does do their own original movie, so it's possible it would have just been on HBO. Yeah.
That's the only way I would have still watched it.
It does seem, though, like they would want to capitalize. So anyway, the producers were like, why don't we just make 3 two-hour movies? This season features the series' biggest battle yet, which, of course, it does. It's the final season. And obviously, it's going to be against the Night King. They say that this battle took 11 weeks of night shoots and multiple weeks of indoor filming to complete. And Peter Dinklage, a quote from him is, it makes the Battle of the Bastards look like a theme park.
Oh, all right.
So it's going to be gory.
That's the battle where the bodies were piled.
there was a mountain where people were digging themselves out from inside the pile of bodies.
Oh, my.
Arya will be alone in her final scene. She said, I ended on the perfect scene. I was alone, shocker. Arya's always bloody alone. But I was alone and I had watched a lot of other people rap. I knew the drill. I'd seen the tears. I'd heard the speeches. That's Maisie Williams. Little Arya. We've watched her grow up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was like, I don't know, 9, 8 when she got
badass
that role.
From the very beginning.
I know. Now she's like 16, 17, 18 years old. Mm. One of those. Kit Harington. He plays Jon Snow. You know nothing, Jon Snow. Mm-hmm. He cried twice during the table read for the final season's premiere episode. For the premiere episode. You do know that one thing that you did?
Where did you learn that?
Where'd you learn about that, Jon Snow?
I couldn't help but think during that scene, man, they don't take showers.
Yeah, I know. That's how I think that. Oh, my God. I was watching The Walking Dead last night.
They don't take showers ever.
I know. And then he does that, but they were in a hot spring, so maybe, you know, it got steam cleaned.
Washed off.
Right.
Yeah.
I was watching the game, Walking Dead last night, and there was two people who were going to hook up for the first time. And she, you know, she's undoing his pants. I'm like, oh, God. All I can think about is that they must have just crotch rot so bad. Like, they don't have hot showers. They don't have soap. I mean, yeah. I suppose maybe they do have soap, but they don't have hot showers. They're at a camp, for God's sake.
But when you're that dirty, don't you not smell it anymore because you're used to the stench? You know what I mean? Like,
it's
right?
not just smell. You are that when you are.
I mean,
there's
dirty,
there's
but
more
you can scrape
than
that off. You can, there's scrapables. I
mean, you're dirty and they're dirty and everybody's dirty.
Well,
so
maybe
what's
there's
the
just
right?
no. We're not using our. We're just gonna maybe kiss and
so,
that'll
so
be as far as our mouth goes.
So what you're saying is, when you go south, you're just sitting there.
No, I mean, you're going all in, but you don't really. What I'm saying is that when if you
not...
guys both haven't taken showers in that long, you probably have a stench that you don't even recognize because you're so used to your own stench and they have a stench and it's just human beings.
Yeah,
that,
I mean, no one's brushing their
like,
teeth. It's disgusting. Please don't have sex on The Walking Dead anymore.
Like animals,
okay?
Right? Like how, you know, how we used to do it back then. The human beings was just, nobody took showers back then.
I don't think, well, maybe they did. Dude, never mind.
Yeah, I don't think they were doing all the stuff.
Like, I always wonder that.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You know when you smell somebody that smells like pee?
I love you so
like,
much.
And they have this really permanent pee smell on them. I always,
are you talking about homeless people?
Like some,
who are you talking
maybe,
about?
Maybe some of those people.
Those
always,
people?
Like
old,
I wonder.
Old people pee smelling people?
How did
I don't
we get
it.
So
oh,
far into the weeds that. This break.
Do they not smell themselves? They probably don't smell themselves.
They must not because.
Right?
Because wouldn't you just
so
be like, oh,
it.
God, yeah. I got to get these clothes off.
Yeah, anyway, sorry about that.
Next up, so Kit Harington quied twice during the table read for the final season's premiere episode. The Last Jedi producers actually gave them privacy tips because they've always had to keep all the details of what was going to happen that season under wraps. And
right.
And they've done things like, you know, distribute only your pages of the script so you don't know
oh,
what the
sure.
whole story
uh-huh.
is, that kind of thing. But they're saying that the experts in this are the Star Wars people, apparently. So they took some tips from them, from those producers. David Nutter, Miguel Sapochnik, and showrunners David Benioff and D.B. Weiss are going to direct the last batch of episodes. So for the people who care about that, I've definitely seen ones that David Benioff and D.B. Weiss have directed. But they have had a bunch of different directors step in to do various episodes. And then the last little, these are all just little tidbits. Sansa and Jon Snow are going to be reunited. Oh. So he will go back to the north at some point. Which actually makes sense because that's where the White Walkers are up north. So my guess is Winterfell is going to be kind of the place where they need to hold them.
I don't know.
95 has a question.
Oh.
We've heard this lots, but what's a table read?
Oh, it's when they sit. The cast sits down. Everybody has the script in front of them, and they read through the script with the writers and with the director. And they, I guess, they're
just sitting at a table.
Right.
There's no.
They're
it's
literally
all
at
voice.
A round table, and they're all just voicing their parts. And someone is probably describing how the scene works. And then if there's questions or problems, they get addressed. And
it's about. I imagine they're just listening to the flow,
mm-hmm.
and there's no costumes, and there's no. They don't have to, no sets, mm-mm. nothing.
There's yep. a table and a script.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The end.
They sit at the table and read.
Literally.
Out loud.
It's mm-hmm. fun to watch a Family Guy table reads because they all have to do different voices. And Seth
oh,
MacFarlane.
I've never seen
yeah,
it.
He
you
does,
can watch these reads?
Yeah, there's at least a few available online.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, he does Stewie, Peter, and a few more. So right. he'll change up quickly.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really fun to watch
a person
that.
Person can do
yeah,
that.
It's really bizarre to watch him do all this.
Yeah,
the
there's
voices.
Only a, there's actually only a few people who voice stuff on
right.
there, and Seth MacFarlane is the.
I got to attend a Simpsons table read.
You got to go to it?
Yeah, I don't know if you remember me telling you the story. But
I don't.
When I was there, I was like looking around, and there was one other like kind of big celebrity there outside of the cast, and I couldn't stop staring at him because I thought the guy was so awesome back in the day, and he just looked so old. It was Luke Perry.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, my
Dylan.
God.
Dylan
from 90210. So hold on. He's actually somebody's dad on some show
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, he's like on the CW, one
Supergirl
of those
Supergirl or something. One
something
of those
like that,
shows.
Yeah.
Was he going to be in the cast that
no.
week, or he just
Who's
was watching the table read?
Harry something that voices Homer. Harry something.
Oh, Harry Shearer?
Yeah, Harry.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
he is really good friends with Harry.
Oh, so he's just hanging out with him.
Well, he was like talking to him the whole time until the second the table read started.
Oh.
Those two guys seem like they're pals. But it seems like a lot of people were kissing Harry's ass during
oh,
that
I
table
bet.
Read. Because it's a long table, and all the writers
yeah.
Sit on the left side of the table, and the cast sits on the right side of the table. So, and then at the heads of the table was the studio president from Fox, and then at the other head was what's the guy's name that created The Simpsons? Forgot his name.
Matt Groening.
Yeah. So that's cool. That's neat.
God, that's incredible. Actually, to get to go to that.
That is.
You're amazing.
Wow, Hooman, you're incredible.
Well, I mean, we're talking about table reads. Wow. I mean, she's talking about Family Guy.
You're almost nerdy enough to be in the network. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, even Netflix is getting a singing competition show.
Oh, boy.
They're looking exclusively for hip-hop artists, though. It's called Rhythm and Flow. It already has some serious star power. The three judges are going to be Chance the Rapper, Cardi B, and T.I.
Mm. Pretty good.
Yeah. John Legend is one of the executive producers. Netflix ordered 10-hour-long episodes, and it's going to premiere sometime next fall. So I don't know how they're going to be doing auditions. We'll let you know if we get any, or it'll be just online submissions or, you know, video submissions.
Are they going to break their way of releasing? Because they're not going to, if you release episode 10, when you release episode 1, everyone's just going to watch the last episode, right?
Oh. Huh. I didn't think of that.
Let's think about that.
You want to watch the build-up, don't you?
You do want to watch the build-up.
Do you?
I would think.
Yeah, and see all the people who are super talented that got cut off.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. I would want to. But you're right. There are people who would jump to the last one and just know and then spoil it for everyone the next day.
I mean, if you think about it, with America's Got Talent or what is it, the one where they hit the button?
The Voice.
The Voice or American Idol. The auditions are the funnest part for all of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work. This is the first time hearing of it, but that's a good question, actually, Hooman, and I wonder if this will be one where Netflix does drop it one episode at a time. Speaking of Chance the Rapper, who's one of the judges on this new show called Rhythm and Flow, he is developing a movie musical called Hope. It's about a group of Chicago teenagers that band together to turn art into action within their community. I don't have any kind of timetable or anything on that, but that's what he's up to. And then this Netflix show. There's going to be a Chris Cornell tribute concert in Los Angeles on January 16th. For those of you who might be motivated to get to this, it's called I Am the Highway, a tribute to Chris Cornell. Jimmy Kimmel's going to host it. Performers include members of Chris's bands, Soundgarden, Audioslave, Temple of the Dog, plus special performances by the Foo Fighters, Metallica, and Ryan Adams.
Wow. I'm so glad I got to see him that last time when they played the Temple of the Dog show. Man, he's so good. Was so good.
Just the voice. I actually don't love that version of that song because I feel like he's so much better on other tunes.
His voice filled that whole room.
He was amazing. One of the best singers, rock singers of all time.
So that'll be neat. So they're going to film that. I imagine if Jimmy Kimmel's going to be there, then it's not a
would imagine that that
it's
will
a TV
be,
show.
Yeah, but you there are tickets. Let's see. I'm not seeing ticket info. But the proceeds are... Oh, the tickets go on sale this Friday. They're not saying where. You know, I'm sure you can Google that easily. The proceeds are going to go to charities, including the Chris and Vicky Cornell Foundation. And it's happening January 16th in Los Angeles. I heard you playing with something, Chris Cornell.
You want to hear some isolated vocals?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, here's Black Hole Sun.
Oh, that's so good.
I have a question.
What's the question?
When you sing, does singing like send to your spit maker, like, calm the hell down, I'm singing right now? Like, how is it when you sing, you don't have all kind of...
You do sometimes.
Sometimes you do.
Isn't it the same as talking, though? How do you
yeah,
not
it's just
have
like
a
talking.
Bunch of spit when you're talking?
I do. Don't you hear me spitting into this trash can over here?
You swallow a lot. And sometimes when you've seen things where they're sort of backlit or like a light's behind them, and as they're singing, you can see just spray of spit when they're really wailing.
You'd think you'd hear it.
He's so good. Oh, my God.
You don't hear any mouth juices
well, there's certain,
in isolated vocals like that.
Certain compressed vocals, though, too, they really take a lot of the room noise and breathing and quieter things they clamp them down.
Oh,
it's a noise gate is what it's called.
Tricks.
Yeah.
All right.
God, that sounds so good. I love isolated vocals. All right, listen, I...
Our listeners hear yours all the time.
Yes, they do. Let's not hear that. I never realize until it's too late that there's not going to be any third-party audio in the podcast. So lucky you, you get to hear me not know the words to songs and sing them badly. It's what our show's known for. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Love
I
after
love,
these.
Love.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Do that for me. Do it. You gonna do it? No, I want it's hump day.
God, man,
I like the double. Okay. I like the Morgan. Yeah, there it is. Hey, share your toys. Help families in need for the holidays by bringing a new unwrapped toy to our Toys for Tots drive at Alice in Winterland. We'll be all set up there. So if you've got tickets to Alice in Winterland, One Direction. Sorry, One Republic. Damn it.
Crunch.
What is it with you?
Leon Buildings. And Michael Frontini. And Spoonhead. One Republic, Leon Bridges, and Michael Fronti and Spearhead are all playing. If you don't have tickets, or you're like, I would bring you a new unwrapped toy, but I don't have tickets. Well, just keep listening to Alice. Coming up at 9 o'clock, your first chance today to win some tickets and a $100 gift card for Safeway so you can pick up a turkey dinner. It's our tickets and turkeys. It's coming up at 9.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in... Berkeley! Here's what's happening. So I'll begin. I still haven't gotten an update on the campfire. So for whatever reason, still stands at 35% mm-hmm. contained. We're watching the Twitter feed that Cal Fire seems to do a really good job of updating. Maybe they don't have the numbers. And as we know, the search and rescue is not great.
Nope.
The death toll continues to climb. The latest right now, weather-wise, while the gusty Santa Ana winds continue to fan Southern California wildfires, forecasters are saying there is a change in the weather coming, so the wind is going to weaken. It will lower the fire danger significantly. And we even have, on the outside of our 10-day forecast, actually, it's like next week we've got rain coming.
Right.
So that is really good news, too.
It's great news.
They might be waiting. I was hearing this morning that there's some kind of government officials that are going to survey the area. So I wonder if there's going to be a press conference maybe later this morning. Then.
Oh, maybe that's why they haven't tweeted. They're in the middle of all that stuff.
One of my kids' teachers, their family was caught up in the northern fire.
Mm-hmm.
And... my kid's teacher took in, she says, we currently have 17 people, 4 dogs, 4 cats, 1 rabbit, 1 guinea pig, and lots of tears. Mm. But we have each other, and that's all that really counts.
Wow.
So they just have a house full. And it's one, as I read that, I was like, gulp, that is tough. So she's taken in her whole family from up north in order to, and people are bringing meals and helping them any way they can.
Well, they're saying there is literally nowhere to go. If you don't have family or friends in the area that can actually, you know, figure out a place for you, you're driving, you're hours away to get the nearest open hotel room even, or, you know, rental house. Or
I'm looking at the text that she's been exchanging with my missus, and the teacher saying, I'm taking my mom and nephew clothes shopping because they didn't have enough when they left their home. So... And that's just one story of many that are going on all around us. So
and they came from up north, which means they're also not going to their jobs if their jobs are even still available.
Right.
You know, when businesses burn down, suddenly there are people who aren't working.
Mm-hmm. So we're in desperate need of good news, and hopefully this change in the weather brings some.
Mm.
This story, you know, was it Ty from Survivor that came in and he was talking to us about going and getting dental surgery in Mexico?
Yes.
Because there's a big, what do they call that? Like a surgery...
Of surgery vacation.
Tourism.
Like, yeah, that's it.
Something like that, right?
Right.
So it makes me nervous to hear stories like that you're going and getting discounted surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that Mexico doesn't have fine doctors, and I'm a big Mexico fan.
It's just where
fan.
Do you turn if something does go horribly wrong? At least in America, there would be like a course of action you could take.
A Dallas woman went to Mexico for plastic surgery and returned to the United States on life support.
Oh, oh God.
This is a Dallas real estate agent on life support with brain damage after she traveled to a clinic in Mexico last month for several plastic surgery procedures, including a nose job and breast implant replacement.
Oh, no.
Laura Avila is her name. They say the complications started before they even went in for surgery, but in the end, let me see if I can jump ahead. This is her husband or boyfriend that's getting this information now, because the charges haven't been filed yet. But the only thing they told me was that they had to take her to the hospital because the anesthesia wasn't wearing off, and they didn't know why. Now it looks like they're saying the anesthesia was put in the wrong place in Laura's spine, and her brain swelled, and her kidneys failed, and she went into cardiac arrest.
Oh, my God.
So they hadn't even started the surgery yet. Oh. Do you get what I'm saying? The anesthesiologist, yeah. There was a mistake. No surgery had been conducted when she was rushed off to the hospital.
Basically, she went down there, they stuck a needle in the wrong place, and basically killed her.
Laura's fiancé, said he researched the clinic and found positive reviews online, and they all have family in Mexico, and growing up, they often cross the border back and forth.
How awful.
But here it is gone wrong as people seek alternatives to stay young and
right,
whatever. And it's like
only human error happens everywhere.
Sure. The only famous story, though, that I'm familiar with, maybe I know more and I'm not thinking of it, but Kanye West's mom goes in for some kind of plastic surgery.
Lipo, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lipo. And doesn't come out.
She died from complications afterward, I believe. I think.
Was it on the table? Or
I don't think so, but I don't know.
There's an article here that Laura Avila, 5 Facts You Need to Know.
Oh.
Vinny, and there's one here. Avila's Mexican treatment records are being held hostage as her bills have not been paid.
Bills? She has bills? They effed her up.
Her family wants to move her to Dallas, but have been refused from local hospitals because she doesn't have insurance. In addition to her real estate career, Avila is also a travel and food blogger. And let's see if there's one more. Oh, a GoFundMe page has been set up.
Unbelievable.
For Avila, which has raised now over $70,000.
Oh, well, that'll
She's
help.
Quite lovely girl, too.
That's the thing too. Not that you
not that that matters.
No. What I'm saying is, you know, when is good looking good enough, man? I mean, she's a good looking lady. Like a nose job, what are you doing?
Let me see her nose. Tell you if she needs one or not.
Do you have a picture?
I had it.
She
I had to
need
switch.
One.
She's a
she
good looking lady.
Anything.
Yeah, that's what
you
I'm trying
would,
to say.
You would say she's beautiful. Sir.
I need a nose job. Look at this thing.
Yeah. I like your nose.
It's gigantic.
That's what's nice about you.
My nose?
Oh, Vinny, people are also mentioning Joan Rivers.
Oh, right.
Oh, right.
Of course.
Of course. Famously. They're taking selfies with her while she's under.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
While she dies
Kanye's
on the table.
Kanye's mom got liposuction, a tummy tuck, and breast reduction the day before she died.
Oh.
And so she went home and then experienced
that was it.
Yeah.
I remember that
complications.
Now.
She says she experienced a sore throat, pain, and tightening in her chest.
Oh.
And then collapsed.
Oh, the proper term people are saying medical tourism.
That's
medical there it is. Thank you. Thank you to our listeners who know all the words.
e-cig company Juul.
Mm.
You've heard of them?
I have.
They're here, apparently. They're in San Francisco.
Yeah.
They're local.
V2, the one that just quit on me.
Uh-huh. The one you were using
they
for
shut down.
Many years.
They sent me a coupon yesterday for a starter kit for Juul.
Oh.
So I went. I'm going to try Juul.
Okay. Well, Juul has cut flavored nicotine supply to stores and shutters its social media, as there have been in the press and beyond a lot of bad stories about how young kids are being marketed by these products with these flavors.
So when I went on the site yesterday, And I would always have to click, I'm over 18 or whatever. I would have to click on the V2 site. But this one was, I had to be over 21. I had to put in my birthday, like, in four different places. And I had to give them the last four of my social so that they could run a check and make sure that I was who I said I was. And
wow.
And it took a couple minutes before it came back. And then they had to, they said, by law, we have to send you a message. So you have to give us a phone that you can
text back
that
on.
You can text back on. And it was a whole, you know, thing.
Good.
And it was a voice message, too. It wasn't just a, wasn't a text message. They
e-cig company Juul Labs is going to stop supplying 90,000 brick-and-mortar stores with its fruity and dessert-flavored pods, the company announced. They're also quitting Facebook and Instagram in an effort to stop the popular vapes appeal to underage consumers, which many have accused all of these companies of specifically targeting young kids to get a new generation addicted to nicotine, because that creates the person who has to buy their product infinity.
Right. For the rest of their lives. I actually had a long talk with my younger son about it yesterday. You know, because he said something about, oh, I know what it was. I got an email from, oh, he was there when I got the phone call from Juul. So he was listening to the message. And he started asking questions. He's, yeah, a lot of my friends use that. And I was like, you know, he's like, yeah, I've tried it. But, you know, it's like, oh, my God, don't even try it. Like, I was your age. I was 17 years old. And, you know, when you, remember you would hit off a cigarette? You get like a little head buzz going. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that doesn't last. And the addiction to nicotine does.
Well, here's the thing.
That's how they get you.
The get off is that once you're addicted to nicotine, when you feed your addiction, you
get
feel
a little,
good.
Little dopamine
right.
reward.
That is your get off. Because you're now addicted to this, you get off on your feeding that addiction. And when you're not feeding it,
you're in a bad mood.
You're hating.
And a stressful, horrible person.
So that's addiction.
Right. Well, I've told them their whole lives about how I'm nicotine's bitch. And they don't want to be anything like me, so.
E-cigs are teens' favorite way to get nicotine now. Cigarettes have fallen down on the list. The FDA commissioner, Scott Gottlieb, teased research that's due to be announced this week that that says high school vaping has increased 75% since last year. Middle school students' increase was 50%. I don't know where they came up with these numbers, but I guess we'll see these at some point this week. But Juul is taking steps in advance of what looks like a tightening up.
Well, Juul's the number one retailer of it, is what I heard in the report this morning. So they have a lot to lose. Like, you know, V2 is shut down. Like, I've been a loyal customer of theirs, and they're expensive. You know, it's not like this stuff is, I suppose it's probably cheaper than cigarettes, but not by much. And, you know, I'm sure I was one of many, many loyal customers, and they were a small unit, and they shut down. And Juul, so Juul has a lot to protect.
So they say here, Juul announced how they're going to keep kids from vaping. For one thing, they'll stop, as I've said, distributing mango, fruit, cream, and cucumber pod flavors to stores. The tobacco, mint, and menthol flavors will stay on shelves. Company is also pledging to step up the number of undercover shoppers it sends to stores to ensure that retailers aren't selling their products to anyone underage. And they'll also only sell flavored products through their website and only to people who can prove they are at least 21 years old. And
that
I guess that imagines
process,
what
yeah.
the process you're going through. So it's good to see them getting out in front of that. One last story. A new study found, let's see here. Researchers found that when you fall in love, it's the result of 12 different parts of your brain working together. And with that much of your brain involved, it's going to be releasing a lot of good chemicals.
Oh.
And here are some of the results. Less anxiety, lower blood pressure, better immune system and ability to fight off infections, a higher pain threshold, which you'll need, and milder, and a milder allergic reaction to things.
How interesting.
Love.
Love.
It's good for you.
Cure it all.
Can't help falling in love with.
I love this song. It's so pretty.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 510 says, "What's wrong with being a nerd, Vinny? I've never heard someone get so upset over someone else being called a nerd." It's the Alice News Network.
What?
She's purposefully changing the name.
Well, all the nerds are in it. I mean, isn't it really more of a network of nerds?
Come on, Sarah.
If you can't see what's going on here, I'm sorry for you. I get it. Maybe you don't listen a lot. She is someone who just...
I see a little chink in someone's armor, and I go for it.
Pokes.
Ooh, I got the tip of my dagger in there.
Right.
Let me see if I can just get a little bit more in. And it's easy with Vinny. Thank you, Anderson. Nerds. Anderson's a big old nerd, too.
510 says, her woman area got steam clean. LMAO. OMG, I'm going to be laughing about that all day.
Well, it was a hot spring. You know. Soap would be great, though. Just a little bit of soap.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, let's just get everything all cleaned up and nice down there.
530, how much of what Hooman says is true and how much is stretching of the truth, embellishment?
No one knows.
BS stories, no. i.e. Oh, I was at the Simpsons table read.
Oh!
Yeah, it's true.
I actually do believe that. He does have opportunities that most of us mortals don't have.
You're right about that.
We muggles never get to go to any of that stuff.
He doesn't wouldn't mean to brag. Probably if we're invited anyway.
If I was there, I wouldn't like fly to LA to go to a table read, but if I had the opportunity and it was convenient.
It was happening right then and there.
I would do it.
And they set up in my house and I didn't have to move.
Yeah. If I could be on my couch and they could be at my dining room table. Ding, I could just be listening from the other room.
209 says, the reason why Netflix has done so well is because TV has turned into almost all reality TV and competition shows. Just last night. Or maybe it was the night before, sorry. The missus and I are sitting on the couch mm-hmm. during prime time.
Yeah.
And she goes, look at this. And she clicks down the 8 o'clock shows, and there's nothing on primetime TV. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Like when you used to see all of the big stars and all of the hit TV shows, and there was Friends and Seinfeld and all these huge sitcoms.
8 o'clock
on,
was the hour.
There's none of that. And in some cases, it's just a repeat of NCIS on like CW or something, or, you know, whatever. I'm like, well, there it is. That's why people go, let me see what's on Netflix.
Yeah.
And there's whole entire seasons of great television.
That you can watch at your leisure.
It's shocking.
With no ads.
And you know what?
Zip right
I hate
through.
To say it, but you know, the networks have done it to themselves with this. We're gonna do these discounted competition shows. We don't have to pay as many people. We don't pay the stars of Survivor.
Right.
It's a competition.
Yeah.
That one actually works. But many of these, they're just getting off cheap, and then this is what they've done to their own network.
Yep.
They haven't invested in talent and
grown
writers.
Shows. Right.
Right. Such a bummer. Oh, well.
Well,
I mean, we've got Netflix.
They're going to pay the price in the end.
Right. I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.